joined by City's chief operating officer, though, James Mason. There's been a lot made of Phil Parkinson's tactics and whatnot over the course of the last couple of weeks or so. He said he wants the crowd to get behind them. They were terrific on Tuesday, James. We want more of the same today, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. And Phil was right. They were fantastic on Tuesday night. It was a lower crowd than normal. Maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But we've asked Phil the same questions that you've asked. You know, is his role, is the team's role to entertain or win matches? Ultimately, winning matches keeps him in his job. Entertainment might keep the fans. But we want both, don't we? That's the raison d'etre of any football club, to try and do both. And he's admitted that it's not been easy over the last few weeks. So, you know, we're in this together. He loves that phrase of we. It's the fans' team. It's our team. We're Bradford City fans, us three here. The chairman of Bradford City fans. Phil is our manager and will be our manager for the foreseeable future because he's the right man. If we'd have taken what we got 5 years ago, we'd be laughing, wouldn't we? We would have signed him up for 10 or 15 years. So he knows he's... You know, I think this is good that a manager can stop. And it is all a stop and take check and speak to his backroom staff and speak to Mark and Julian and see how we can reinvigorate it. He's done that with the players he's brought in today. I think it's a very exciting squad, very exciting first 11. But you look at Wes Thomas, fresh, you know, from Birmingham City. I met him yesterday. He's a lovely, lovely, intelligent individual and very excited to be here. And he promised in his interview goals. So if he'd have said, I hope to get goals, then that's a different thing. But he's promised goals, so you've got to give him a chance.
You've got to be confident as a striker, haven't you? It's kind of got to the point here today. I mean, Stick saying you would look at this fixture at the start of the season and go, Fleetwood at home could be a massive game, a massive turning point. But it is today. It kind of starts from here now, the running, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, everyone says we've been on the PR bandwagon last night, and we were, because, you know, Phil's almost said the season starts now. We could lick our wounds and start, you know, being negative about how we've played in the last few weeks, and we should be. You know, that self-assessment, that's what good managers and good clubs do. They stop and look at what's going wrong and change things. If in 10 games time we're still not scoring goals and we're losing matches, then people can quite rightly point the finger again. But today is about getting behind the team, you know, almost making this an FA Cup or a cup tie atmosphere. You know, we can do it for the League Cup games, we can do it for the FA Cup games, and we can do it for most games. Look at Bristol City last year when we got walloped. The fans were fantastic because that's the brand that we've built, a club that's based around its fans. And so we need each other. You know, you wouldn't chastise your family if they had a bad few weeks or months, would you? And Phil is part of our family, our players are part of our family, it's the Bantams family, so we have to get behind them today. And it cuts both ways. If at 5-3 this place is rocking, those players are going to come out and Mark Marshall will probably take his man on, or maybe shoot when he gets a chance. If the crowd are on his back, he might check back and think twice. And Ian knows that as a professional footballer. Which would you rather have? A group of fans on your side, screaming, shouting, cheering? Yes. However, after 10 minutes, if we're not giving them it back, I get that.
I've always said that, James, as well. You know, people are on James Hansen's back at the minute, and they shouldn't be, because he's been a great player for this club. And, you know, we were talking earlier about when Naki Wells was here and how good a partnership they had and how good a player everybody thought he was then. You know, he's not changing him. He's probably a better player now than he was then because he's more experienced. But Naki made him look a good player, and the other players on the pitch at the time made him look a good player. And the fans need to know, like you said there, the one thing is, the only way you'll go as a player, if fans get on your case, is down. You're not going to get better and increase and get better as a player if the fans are on your case. So fans, please get behind him, get behind the team today, and the only way that the team will do better. I think this is a massive game today, huge game. We've got Burton,
biggest game of the season.
Well, we've got Burton and we've got Peterborough next two Saturdays, next two games, both away, really tough fixtures. If we don't win here, I think you're looking at it from a difficult point of view with to get in the top six.
Well, give us a prediction then today then, James, because you're feeling fairly positive. Despite, you know, we've a few reservations with the team today, but we think we can get a win because we've not had any luck in the last few games.
No, I think we will win. I'm pretty confident about that. And it's funny, speaking to Phil yesterday, he said, James, the past couple of weeks I've come in, you've sensed that there has been some apprehension around the stadium. And I get that. You know, from the bar staff to my colleagues in the office, to the players, to the management staff, etc. But today, I think it's turned and we needed that. And there's nothing better than signing a striker on a Friday. There's nothing worse than thinking he's rubbish when you've probably never seen him before. I have. We have. He's not... tearing up the goal scoring record, but we've got to give Wes Thomas a chance, and we've got a player on the bench who may feature today, who is arguably the best finisher in the whole squad, and he's one of our own. That's so exciting. Yeah. So I'm going to predict we're going to win. I'm not going to tell you by how many, because if I say goals, I would take a 1-0 win off James Hansen's backside. Of course we would, but I think it'll be entertaining. I like the fact that Billy Knott's starting up front. You know, I like the fact that we're going to be positive and going for it, and that's what you'll get from Phil and Steve Parkin.
Can you see maybe one more coming in? Are we going to do any more business, do you think? Are you going to be on standby over the next few days to try and sort something out?
Who knows? How many hours are left? I've not seen Sky Sports. What's the yellow ticker saying? There's still time, Jason.
Is it possible? I mean, I guess if there's any injuries today, something they'll try and look at, won't they?
I think there's going to be movement, yeah. I think there's going to be movement.
There's a couple, maybe Stephen Davis being linked to with a move away, you know, so there's possibilities, isn't there?
Yeah, Devante Cole went and we made a few quid out of that one, and Phil knows that if we want to bring people in, you've got to shuffle the pack to some extent, so there's still time. Let's see how it goes today. We might not need anybody.
Let's hope not. Listen, great speaking to you, James. Fingers crossed today. Let's take you straight into the dressing room then as we build up to kick off. Let's hear from the man who's going to be tasked with trying to get goals alongside James Hansen. Billy Knott's been speaking at Pulse Sports, John Francis.
Billy, the lads still shaking their heads at the camera.